2714B1 and 2. Ta ta.
A1 and 2.
2715B1 and 2. been ringing down so low. Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. I had dick line walking in my sleep.
A1 and 2.
Thank you.
2716B1. A1, 2, and 3. 2717B1 and 2.
Oh, Lordy, Lord,
2718, A1 and 2. B1, 2, and 3.
to preach a little better. She can get most any old thing. He said, lay down to bed. See what tomorrow gonna bring. He said, lay down, little bitty Betty. See what tomorrow gonna bring. Lord, it may bring sunshine, and it may bring the diamond rain. Jeffrey didn't want Betty. Know that he was poor. Dupree didn't want his little bitty Betty. Do you know that he was poor? Thought he grabbed his revolver and he went to the jury monster. He said, look here, Mr. Jurymon. Won't you show me your diamond sleeve? He said, look here, Mr. Jurymon. Won't you show me your diamond sleeve? Because my little bitty Betty, I got to give a cold heart. I said, 6 months ain't no sinner. Baby, 2 years ain't no time. I said 6 months, Lord, 6 months ain't no sinner. Baby, 2 years ain't no time. Looking for a little Betty. She's trying to make nine.
A1 and 2.
Yeah. Come here, walk, boy. Captain,
Captain, dear Lord, help me, baby. Captain, Captain, dear Lord, help me, baby. For a land been men, all I've been men, must be the hammer, hammer that gives John Henry.
My name is Dora Neal Hurston. I was born in Eatonville, Florida. I'm 35 years old. This song I'm going to sing is a railroad song that I found on a railroad gang near Miami, and it was sung to me by Max Ford, an old railroad employee on a construction gang.
How long ago was that?
That was in 1930.
How did you happen to be going around getting songs?
I was collecting folk material for Columbia University, the Department of Anthropology, Columbia University.
What
song is called? The caller's gonna see my long hair bee. And it's a railroad spiking song, and the rhythm is suited to the spiking of the hammer.
Would you try to emphasize and give the approximate rhythm of when the hammer was hit by hitting against that?
Yes, sir. One hammer comes down and the other one comes down.
Immediately afterwards?
Yes, one comes down.
I see. And how long is there between the double strokes?
The minute that one goes down, the other one is on the upstroke and comes right down behind him.
Who does the singing?
The singing line. It's a man who doesn't work at all. And he walks up and down and gives the rhythm for the people to wait.
Oh, is this for a whole crew of men?
A whole crew of men singing at one time. And the railroad has to pay the singing line or else the men don't wait.
If you hear that, you only hear the one man singing on a whole section of track.
Not all the time, because different ones have verses they want to put in themselves, and so they jump in and after he starts the song. But the singing line always starts it.
Well, now look, the only thing is that you were giving a long piece of singing without the rhythm, without the hammer section. I wanted to know approximately how often that comes.
Well, they often do that, and then after that, then after that, then after that, then after that, they get in there, but they.
3135, B1 and 2.
This song, I got at Callahan, Florida, which is a railroad center in the northern part of Florida. I got this in 1935. I don't remember the man's name who sung it to me, but I got it at Callahan at the railroad camp.
What kind of song is it?
This is not exactly a song. It's a chant for the men lining. You know, a railroad weighs 900 pounds, and the men have to take these lining bars and get it in shape to spike it down. And while they're doing that, while they have a chant that and also some songs that they use to the rhythm to work it into place, and then the boss hollers, "Bring up my hammer, gang," and they start to spiking it down. And this is a chant for lining a rail. Mobile, on Alabama, ha. Fort Myers, ha. In Florida, ha. Let's shake it, ha. Let's break it, ha. Let's shake it, ha. Just half, ha. Bring up my hammer, gang.
Now look, I'd like you to do that again, but this time, when they have those, what do they call the irons that they use for?
They call it a lining bar.
All right. When the lining bar, when they work, don't you hear the clink of it?
They just say, ha. No, you don't hear the lining bar because it's under the rail and they shove the rail with it.
Yeah.
But well, you can't hear it, but you hear that.
Hit against it?
No, it's under it. You see, it's just like on this. And it's a crowbar.
Oh, because over in Mississippi, they showed me by hitting.
Yes.
The thing.
Well,
they said that the way they did it was several men taking a short hit.
Well, I've seen them put it between their legs this way and put it back. And they get this flange under the rail. And then they, you know,
and
like
and
that.
Well, now what do they do? Are they pulling it?
Pull it backwards. They're moving it backwards.
In other words, they have it underneath, and they're using the leverage to go forward.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Would you
and all the men, you know, because it's awful strain, and they.
About how many men are there on a bar?
Oh, sometimes it's about 7 or 8 on at that one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, suppose you try it. You sing it over again.
All right. Mobile, on Alabama, Fort Myers, in Florida, let's shake it, let's break it, let's shake it, just half. I got that old black gal is a spiking song that I got down there in Miami and was sung by Max Ford, the singing line on this construction crew.
What's used for?
Used for spiking down the rails. That old black gal keep on grumbling, new pair of shoes, Lord. A new pair of shoes. I'm going to buy her shoes and stockings, slippers too, Lord, slippers too. Give her
3136A.
This song is called Shove It Over, and it's a Latin rhythm pretty generally distributed all over Florida. It was sung to me by Charlie Jones on a railroad construction camp near Lakeland, Florida.
How long
ago? I gathered that in 1933.
When I get in the Illinois, I'm going to spread the news about the Florida boys. Shove it over. Hey, 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 you can't you line it? Oh, shack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a. Can't you move it? Hey, 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 can't you try? Eat him up, whiskers, or he won't shave. Eat him up, body lice, he won't bathe. Shove it over. Hey, 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 oh, can't you line it? Oh, shack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a. Can't you move it? Hey, 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 can't you try? Oh, the rooster chewed tobacco, the hen dipped with snuff. The biddy can't do it, but he struts his stuff. Shove it over. Hey, 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 oh, can't you line it? Oh, shack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a. Ah, can't you move it? Hey, 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 oh, can't you try? Yeah, I'm a woman walking across the field. A mouth exhausting like an automobile. Shove it over. Hey, 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 you can't you line it? Oh, shack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a. Can't you move it? Hey, 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 can't you try? The captain got a pistol. He tried to play bad. But I'm gonna take it if it make me mad. Shove it over. Hey, hey, oh, can't you line it? Ah, shack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a. Ah, can't you move it? Hey, 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 oh, can't you try?
This is again for lining.
This is the lining rhythm.
Now, where is the movement?
When they say shack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack, they're getting ready to pull back. And when they say ah, they've show the rail.
Uh-huh.
Over.
In other words, it's quite, for this song gives them quite a lot of rest in between.
Right, a lot of rest in between.
And a harder shove.
And a harder shove at the end. They all go.
It seems to have a different effect from the other lining one
you
gave. I mean, that one about Mobile.
Yes. But some of them are short and some are long. It just comes to the mood of the liner. And the men work whatever song he sung, they work that rhythm. Now, when the men are lining, they put the rail down, and then, of course, the captain, he squats straddle of it and looks down it so he can tell when it's lined up in exact line with the others. And if the carrot, well, he'll say, shove it over. And the carrot too far, he'll say, send it back. And when they get it exactly in line, he'll tell them, join it ahead. But they then corrupted that to Jonah head, and all of them said Jonah head for join it ahead. And so this song is about a lining, and the rhythm goes with it. They put this lining bar, this long steel bar, crowbar, between the legs, so they have greater purchase and pull back on it.
Well, wait a minute. They pull back. How are they facing in relation to the rail?
Their back is to the rail.
In other words, they're pulling up on the bar.
Pulling up on the bar. They don't have to look at the rail because that's the captain's job to see when it's right.
Well, what do? How do they get it under the rail?
They just push the flange of this lining bar under the rail and then pull back on it.
Do they have to look back at it, or do they just feel it?
Oh, they can just feel it. Sometimes they look back, you know, but most of them, they just can feel it, and they send it back on them.
Well, you were saying, let's make it one.
Yes.
You were explaining that there's different rhythms they have. I mean, are there any particular times when a faster one or a slower one would be used?
Well, except it's not in a particular time, except just the feeling of the singing liner. Whatever song he starts with a fast rhythm, they work fast. And if it's a slow one, well, they work, you know, a little slower, but they get just as much work done, it seems, somehow or another.
3136B.
This song I'm going to sing is a lining rhythm. And I'm going to call it Mule on the Mount, though you can start with any verse you want and give it a name. And it's the most widely distributed work song in the United States. And it has innumerable verses and whatnot about everything under the sun. And it's a line and rhythm, though they sometimes sing it just...